October 27th, 2019. It's a Sunday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mark. Comics and Collectibles of the American Legion in Enfield, Connecticut.
Yes, it's East of the River Comic Books and Collectibles Show.
Very exciting.
It's going to be a good time. Over BK Toys will be there.
Over 50 tables.
50 tables, including BK Toys.
Yes. Gold and silver, bronze, modern age comics, sports, non-sports cards, action figures, collectibles, die-cast.
Matt Ryan will be there.
Matt Ryan will be there.
Free Lunch Studios, that's Matt Ryan's company, will be there. There'll be all their books and all sorts of stuff. Book of Blank will be on sale. But and before all that happens, and other stuff going on, which we want you to know about, the 21st and 22nd of September, Free Lunch Studios is doing Dungeon Fest. It's a full weekend, 2 days event of Dungeons & Dragons, Saturday's character builds, short adventures, and so much more. And then on Sunday is an 8-hour full long adventure that you can all sign up for. So check out Freelance Studios for all the information about that. And then at the end of September this month, you have Cliffs Con at the Plainville VFW, which is also very much along the lines of the East River Comics and Collectibles Show.
I might go to that one.
You should.
Is that the same one in the hotel?
No, it's back at the VFW.
Because that happens like once
That's
a year.
That's a one time a year.
I like that one. All right.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to go to that one.
Yeah.
But before we go, I want to say, this October show for me, BK Toys, I'm going to have Star Wars toys and collectibles. I'm going to have McFarlane toys and collectibles.
Cool.
I've over 100 new comic books I've added to my boxes. Everywhere from Conan to Moon Knight, Justice League, Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
And I have plenty of new stuff. I've replenished. And I have a lot of cool stuff I will be bringing to the show.
Awesome.
So, we're going to get on with the show there.
Yes, back in just a minute. Economics, back at you, another fun episode. Whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Tons of things going on. I watched some new stuff. Brian's seen some new stuff. There's all sorts of stuff to talk about.
Yes. So I did Adventures in Vending, Mark. I ended up doing the Mansfield.
At the drive-thru?
The
drive-in, I should say.
Well, on Sunday afternoons from 8 a.m. to about 3 p.m., they do a big rummage sale, like a tag sale sort of deal, and they have tons of vendors, and they have people who do this weekly, and they have indoors and outdoors. And Allison and myself decided a 3-day weekend, let's spend all day Saturday cleaning the garage and finding everything we want to sell. We packed up both cars. I did my stuff, she did her stuff that we found in the garage, and we went out. We got up 5:30 in the morning Sunday.
Yes.
We left the house by 6:30 because, well, you know, it's freaking early in the morning.
Yeah, Sunday.
And
things happen.
We drive down there and we set up.
Yep.
I set up all my stuff. I saw Greg from East of the River.
Yeah.
He was there. And I did very well.
Nice.
And I sold a lot of comics, sold a lot of collectibles.
Nice.
So I'm replenishing myself for my October show. And Allison sold a decent amount. I did better than her.
Well,
but still,
it's not a competition.
No.
You're a team. It's not a competition.
Well, we were seeing who would do better.
Yeah, you always do. There's always got to be some little bit of a competition going on.
But it was a lot of fun.
Winter buys dinner kind of thing.
It was a long fucking day. Holy
Did you guys get rain?
It's beautiful Sunday.
Yeah.
There's no rain at all.
Good.
We have a pop-up tent, and then we bought one of those sidings to keep the sun from
coming.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, but Sunday was a nice day. I was thinking yesterday was bad.
Monday was bad.
Days of that 3-day weekend throws you off.
But I would love to do it again next year. It was definitely a fun And my God, I met interesting people. Before we get in, I got to tell you about this one guy.
Now does it get like, just really quick, does it get less people this time of year because of the Brimfield Fair?
Brimfield starts this Friday.
Oh.
So it's not going on.
Okay.
Not yet. Brimfield starts this Friday.
Okay.
And then Big E starts next Friday.
Yes.
And goes all the way to the end of September.
That's right. Next, the 14th, we'll be there. Keep an eye out for us.
Bowling for Soup.
Which I could talk to you about my Hootie and the Blowfish experience.
Yes, but let me tell you about this guy I met.
Okay.
We got to stay on track here.
Yes, stay on track.
So, met this weird guy. Allison was selling...
At a flea market, you met a weird guy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Shocker but shockers.
Allison was selling these stamps, and the guy bought them.
Postal stamps or just
stamps? Yeah, postal stamps. Tons of stamps, like old stamps. And... So he had this cane he made by hand, he said, very fancy. He looked like a young Billy Bob Thornton.
Okay.
But dressed like
Sling Blade Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah. No. That's
like that age range.
No, because he was frumpy in that movie.
When Billy Bob Thornton was that old, I'm saying.
When he was dating Angelina Jolie.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Okay, he was thin. He had goatee soul thing, patch. Soul thing patch. Going, yeah. Think that.
Yeah. A vial of her blood around his neck.
Yeah. But he's dressed up like Crocodile Dundee.
Oh.
Okay. Leather vests with a tank top on. Okay. Super tan.
An alligator. He killed himself.
His hat, like super fancy hat.
Yeah.
Tons of necklaces that looks like he killed animals and he's wearing the things he killed.
Or people. One of the two.
Yeah. And
souvenirs from his kills.
Yeah. Carrying this big old bag. And then he's got his cane and he's walking around.
Or walking stick, as he probably calls it.
Yeah. He bought the stamps from Allison. Then he goes on to tell us how he has over 3,000 stamps.
Well, that's always the best when like you're doing those things and someone buys something, then they tell you about all the stuff they have.
Oh,
you already bought stuff for me. Go away.
Well, no. Then he proceeded to tell me how he has
women's heads in a freezer in his basement.
I almost thought that. But he was saying how he's got like old stuff from World War II, the Holocaust, like all his family members pass on all this stuff. Mm. And then he's like, then he goes, he goes, you know, I'm a millionaire. You know, it's just not in cash. So he's a millionaire because he has all his stuff that could be worth something.
Yeah.
But this is the interesting, this is why I bring him up, Mark.
But I live in my mom's basement.
No. This is why I bring him up. This is what he says to me.
Nobody's, he's your Uncle Steve.
Nobody's around, right? He told me to pull down my pants.
His last name is Kazaska.
And he wanted to touch my butt.
He's related to you.
No, this is what he says to me. He goes.
He's your long lost uncle.
All right, stop.
Oh, sorry.
So this is what he says. Nobody's around, right? Allison's shopping. Nobody's around. It's dead. So he just goes.
How much for the women?
He's like, don't tell anybody. This is how he starts off.
That's always the bad side.
Don't tell anybody.
That's a sentence you never want to hear.
I'm Son of Sam.
I'm the Zodiac.
Okay. Yeah, I swear to God, he could have told me that and I would have believed him.
Okay.
So he goes, don't tell anybody. When's your birthday? He says. Ever see grown men naked before?
I'm Santa Claus.
So this he says to me, he goes, don't tell anybody, but you know, I know that he's better than everybody because he doesn't believe in cell phones. He doesn't own a cell phone. And he says, because of that, his mind is sharper. Because he's paying attention more, and everybody else is too busy looking in their phone, so he can get them, like, deal-wise. I don't know what he meant by that. Like, kill them? I don't know.
I don't know.
But
this is a human skin I'm wearing.
Basically, right now. He said because he doesn't have a cell phone, he thinks he's sharper in the mind because of it, and that younger people don't know the value of something, so he could get better deals. And then he'll be sitting on like a fortune and everybody's just looking at their phones.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Cool.
And then I'm thinking to myself.
At that point, I would have pulled my phone out and started looking at it.
What's your name, sir? I got to report you to the Bureau of Fuckery.
People who don't have phones.
So I was like, okay, say this guy is right. Let's imaginary world that this man who looks like
this gentleman,
Billy Bob Thornton dressed as Crocodile Dundee. Say,
Niels McGee.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
That he's Mr. Sharp. We're all dum-dums because we're looking at our phones. And he's sitting on 3,000 worth of stamps.
Yes.
And memorabilia from all these wars.
Yes.
And he thinks he's a millionaire.
His last name is Goebbels.
Potentially, we all have things that we think are worth something, but it's who is willing to pay.
What the value to you is.
And
it's
what
different
is
than what the value to other people is.
Right, right. So I'm like, okay, so what if this guy is Mr. Like, oh, wow, you just hoodwinked us on some stamps? What are you fucking, what is this? This is
way
so
to go.
Weird. What,
was
way like, to go, buddy.
Was it like a $20 purchase or something?
Allison wanted 20, and he's like 15. I think we got 16 for it.
Well, you know, if you were on your cell phone, you would have got 18.
I know.
Extra $2.
But
to a millionaire like himself, though. It's not that big of a deal.
It was.
He's rich in the mind
and then
in the soul.
One more interesting couple story, then we'll move on. Mm. So Allison's out talking to someone. And
does it always seem to happen when they're not around? Is it just me?
No, isn't it
like,
the end
I always
of the
seem
day?
To like run into random people, or random people want to talk to me more. Like I get like these awkward people that'll like come up and talk to me when like I'm doing a booth with Matt. And Matt's not around, then all of a sudden these people show up. But if Matt's there, these people don't show up.
Because they know Matt's not going to talk to them.
Yeah.
If they see you, they see sucker.
I don't want to talk to them.
But you do.
No, I don't. I try not to. But they just keep talking. They stop
happens.
In the booth and they don't leave.
I know.
And they just stand there and you can't be like, can you move away from my booth, please?
People
aren't stopping because you're not
you're clogging
buying
up,
anything.
You're clogging up the joint.
Yeah.
This couple comes in. I'm sitting there and I'm just kind of looking around, and they're looking at everything. And like I have pins, and one of the pins says something like I do it every day.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
some random thing.
Sexual joke there. And the woman holds it to her husband, says, hey, honey. And then he goes, I didn't know what the pin said at the time.
Yeah.
And all he says, he goes, that's my girl, and laughs. So I was like, creepy. You shouldn't call your significant other girl because it just comes off creepy in my mind anyway. Like, that's my girl? That's my girl?
You ever been like, there's my girl to Allison when you see her like randomly?
No, I try not to. It just comes off weird to me. I think it's weird. It sounds weird.
I mean, like,
if
in public,
I see a daughter, my daughter.
If it's in public, it's a little bit more strange, but like.
Yes.
When she comes home from work or something and you're sitting there.
It does.
And you see her for the first. Hey, there's my girl.
It rolls off your tongue easily. I get it.
Yeah.
But in public, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
It just comes off creepy, in my opinion.
I mean, it's better than like, there's my lady. It's like just, lady always sounds strange to me.
Or just say, there's my beautiful wife.
Yeah, that's a lot of words.
Anyway.
I don't got time for all these descriptive words.
I see you're projecting onto my story onto your life, which is awkward. So let's pretend that didn't happen. All right. So anyway, he says, that's my girl.
Well, and I can see in public it's awkward.
Hold
I
on.
Do it in public.
Hold on. So I thought it was weird. And then when they were kind of walking away.
You went over and looked at the pin?
She was wearing a Trump shirt.
Oh, well, there
God,
you go.
Puke. And then I looked at the pin and I was like, oh, God. And the pin was, I do it every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, the fact that you held up a pin that says, I do it every day, and your husband said, that's my girl.
Yeah.
Andrew's wearing a Trump shirt. It was like,
what is it? Trump people have sex? It's like, it's a thing.
Oh, please don't. Don't bring any more Trump babies into this world.
It happens, Brian. It's the world.
Anyway, speaking of which, a big congratulations to John and Kristen.
Yes.
For having their baby boy.
Yes.
Beautiful baby.
A huge baby.
Tall.
It's like a Buick.
Yeah. I have to say, most babies aren't the cutest when they first come out.
It's amazing, too, because it's a friend. It comes from John.
It's an adorable baby. I will.
I have to ask Kristen, if the mailman, what he looked like, just to make sure.
Okay, that's weird.
It's an old joke. Calm down. I know it's John's kid.
It looks just like John.
It does, really. It has the same kind of hair and everything.
Now, do you know the name?
Tig, Tig? I'm debating between the two.
He said it's Tiger without the ER?
Yeah, so Tig.
So it's Tig.
Yeah, because Tiger.
We would never have figured that out.
Who would have figured that out? It's a deep Celtic name.
He says Irish name.
That's Celtic. It's no, people don't call it in Ireland, they don't call stuff Irish. They call it Celtic. I know these things.
Well, you're not Irish.
Yes, I am. I'm part Irish.
What part?
On my mom's side.
Your foot?
No, my mom's side.
How do you spell it?
T-A-D-G-H.
Wait, T-A-G?
No, T-A-D.
T-A-D.
G-H.
G-H.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people named that.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. How to pronounce it? Tig.
See, like I said.
Tig.
You didn't say that. Well, you say Tig. Tig.
Tig.
Tig.
Okay. I knew it was one of the two.
Tig.
Tig, Tig.
No, it says it's Tig origin.
I know. It's just.
It's Irish.
But it's more of a, yeah.
It's an Irish and Scottish name that was very common when the Gaelic language.
See? Which is Celtic.
Predominant to the extent that is.
It's like Steve in America.
Yes, it's a very generic name for an Irish Gaelic man.
Yeah. It's like John.
The name means a poet or philosopher. That's what it signifies.
Yeah. You definitely get that from the Kristen side of the family.
I like a poet, philosopher, storyteller. And John
is a DM.
Yeah, I like that. Very nice.
So Tig.
Tig.
Tig Francia.
Yes. Congratulations, Tig.
He's like 9 pounds, 2 ounces.
Right.
22 inches.
Yeah, it's a little turkey.
That's a big kid. He's going to be a big boy.
He's going to be a big boy.
Oh, man. I was just like, I saw the pictures of him. He was like, that's a... Like, Josh was that size when he was born. Josh was like 9'11", I think. 9 pounds, 11 ounces.
Hey, never forget.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to do that. But anyways, Josh was also a big child when he was born, I'm saying. So that's when he's a Sasquatch of a man, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe. Yeah, good for them.
It's very exciting, man.
Yeah.
I saw the photos and
Posted them on the Facebook and everything. So
I congratulated Kristen and I can't wait to meet the little guy.
I know.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, the dog and the kid get along, which is always a bonus.
Well, you know, dog's gonna be a dog.
Well, sometimes dogs get kind of
territorial.
Yeah,
this is true.
Yeah, so it's good that the dog gets along with a baby.
I mean, I wouldn't leave them in the same room together.
No, it's not like Peter Pan, where the dog's a nanny or anything.
Oh boy. But yeah, it's so exciting. So exciting, Mark.
Yeah.
So excited for them.
It's a big week for the group of friends that we have here.
Yeah.
They had a kid. I turned 40 on Friday.
You haven't turned it yet, my friend.
I said on Friday.
So how was the concert? The
concert, honestly.
Oh, I want to be with you.
One of the best concerts I've ever been to in my life.
You say that about every
concert. No, I'd put it right up there with the Foo Fighters Weezer concert we went to.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Bare Naked Ladies are honestly the best band live ever.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
They are fantastic.
Did they have, what's his name back? He's back?
No.
It's just the three of them?
The four of them.
Then he's back?
No.
Because there was
five
him,
originally.
No, it was a trio.
No, it was a five.
Did you have two singers?
No, just the one singer.
So then he's gone.
Yes.
So they must have someone out on tour performing.
No, there's the original band. I looked it up. There was five of them in the original band.
So what?
There's a guitar player. There's like a piano player,
mm-hmm.
like percussionist guy. He plays guitar as well, and also plays accordion, and the drummer. And then
they do all their hits.
They did all their hits. They did. They even got a new album coming out.
Oh, they always have a new album come out.
They played a new song. They did a lot of like random cover songs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They did at the very end, like as they're like encore. They were like the opener band.
Yeah.
They actually, the lead singer just like busts out Shallow, which was epic and awesome.
Really?
It was the way he did it was hilariously awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like the drummer comes down and plays like I think it's a Zeppelin or a Pink Floyd song, and it was like crazy good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My favorite part of the whole thing was halfway through the set, the lead singer is like, you know, we really want to like, we want to bring out somebody who was like really like an inspiration to us and was really a big backer of ours and really helped us out when we were starting up and everything. And he goes like, ladies and gentlemen, Sarah McLachlan. And the whole crowd like freaks out. Like Claire like jumped out of her chair.
It was not.
And she's like, she's not here. It's Hartford. Why would she be here? It was just funny.
Who was it?
Nobody. No one came out. It was great. I loved it. I was like, this is awesome. But, and then, Hootie came out after that.
Yeah.
And they were great. It was a great show.
Yeah, yeah.
They played all their hits.
Yeah. And then you saw.
Yeah. Yeah. They played not the new one, not the one that we played. Yeah. They played a different one.
Oh.
Miss California.
Did the album come out yet?
November 1st, it comes out.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was 25 years ago, they said. They were the first band to play when it became the theater as opposed to Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know the difference.
There isn't a difference, really.
It's the same place.
Yeah, but they were the first band to play like in the Xfinity section of it, like
right.
That ownership group.
What was it called before that?
The Meadows.
Oh yeah.
It was called the Meadows. Then it was a CT Now Meadows Theater.
Mm.
And then it became the Dodge New England Dodge Center.
I remember that.
Yeah, and yep. Then it became the now Comcast Theater. And now it's the Xfinity Theater.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Too many names.
Yeah.
It's all the same place.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out when I saw them, because they had a thing on, like, Welcome Back. They were there in, like, 95.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember them being there in 96, I think I went to see them.
Well, clearly you're off by a year.
No, because I went and looked it up, and they actually were there in 95 and 96.
Okay.
Because they went, in 95, they played there for the Cracked Rear View album, but then in 96, they came back and played there for the Fairweather Johnson album, their second album.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think I was at that one. So, because I know it was in high school, but I couldn't remember when in high school I went.
Yeah.
But no, it was still really good. They put on a really good show.
Yeah.
The place was slammed, crowded.
Did you have one of those expensive beers?
No, I didn't have any beers. We went to eat beforehand. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They're in Windsor. Right by the hotel, we had the reception.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there. Claire had never been to Buffalo Wild Wings. She loved it. So
loud in there.
I've been. It wasn't there that once. Bad. It wasn't really that loud. There was hardly anyone in there because it was Saturday.
Okay.
There's
because they have all the games. Going on. They have like 200 TVs or something.
Yeah, but they have no games. That's Dave and Buster's that has the games.
I thought Wild Wings has football and all.
They
the
have
sports.
The football. Yeah, the sports games. Not, yeah, not yeah. Like I thought you meant like video games.
No. On the TVs.
Yeah, they did, but it wasn't that bad because there wasn't that many. Wasn't much sports going on.
Oh, it's a Saturday, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Cool, that's awesome, man.
Yeah. Wow. We got there, though, at like 6:30,
mm-hmm.
and the parking there is always a disaster area.
Yeah, you go park in the field.
It was already full.
Oh, what time was the show?
7:30.
Yeah, you should have showed up earlier.
So we actually ended up getting like the preferred parking like right near the building, which was nice.
Mm.
But.
How much did that cost?
$60.
Wow, to park? Yeah, you know, we went in and we...
It's where we parked and we went to see Blink.
Right.
But because I had the ankle at the time.
We had the handicap
pass. Parking, so we didn't have to pay them $60.
Yeah. But yeah, we got in there. It was like the Funny or Die comedy thing. And we went... By accident, we were going in that direction.
Yeah.
The preferred parking where it costs extra, you're closer. And I'm like, oh, we got to turn around. So I told, we get to the guy, and we're like, we just want to turn around because we can't, how much is parking? And the guy's like, whatever, 60, 50, I don't know how much, it was expensive.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, can we just turn around? And he goes, well, what do you got? And we're like, we can give you 20. Mm. And he's like, he grabs 20 and he goes, okay, cool, park. I won't tell anybody. So we parked.
Because they got the same thing, kind of the same thing with us. Like they like directed us. Like there's no real like rhyme or reason to where you're parking. Yeah, like you have to know where you're going to park.
I know.
But if you don't have any clue and you're just showing up,
Because
there's
the other,
no like real like,
the field area was full.
Yeah.
So then we go in a circle and we're coming out and I said, "Ooh, what's over there?" And then we realized, "Oh shit, this is like the expensive parking."
Yeah.
But the guy was just like, "I won't tell anybody," and he just takes the 20. We're like, "All right, sweet."
Yeah.
So we parked there.
Yeah.
But we didn't have, like, did they give you a thing to put in
the
window? Yeah, see, we didn't have any of that.
Yeah, so they gave, like, now they have, like, actual, like a placard thing you put in your window.
Right.
With the show logo on it and everything.
We just parked. We got, nobody, it was fine. Nobody did anything. Yeah. But, yeah, it's crazy how much they charge for
parking. Yeah, it's like you figure after all this time they would have come up with something better.
That's how the venue's making money.
Yeah.
You know?
But even still, you think they would come up with some kind of better idea on how to park people. Because really, the only place to park there are that preferred area, that big open field, and then like the field behind like the Goodyear, down the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, but you said you got there. You guys gonna park over there?
I know, but I'm saying we figured they would have come up with a parking garage setup or something by now.
No, what do you think this is
for people to park in?
This is Hartford we're talking about, Mark.
Well, it's 2019. I mean, someone must have said something to somebody like.
Clearly,
you know what we should do.
No, you know why? If it ain't broke, it's not going to fix it. It's fine.
I guess.
Marcus. So
Brynus.
You started watching The Dark Crystal.
I did. I'm two episodes in.
Ooh, how is it so far?
It's good. You have to kind of sort of know what's going on.
Well, it picks up. You have to see the movie.
Which I'm now like thinking I'm going to go back and watch the movie before I keep going.
Yeah, because this is like a continuation about the crystal.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to remember exactly where that left off.
Is the movie on Netflix too?
I don't know. I hope so.
I have to imagine. They would want people to watch the movie.
You figured you'd
want
to.
I own the movie. And it's funny, I have two copies.
Remember I owned it at one time, but I don't remember what I
have. I have two copies I'm selling. I was selling one at the Mansfield thinking for $3, thinking someone would buy it. I'll be selling it in October. It's a DVD.
Yeah.
$3. I mean, I own two copies. I don't know why I ended up with two copies, but I'm selling one of them.
Yeah, between all the...
But for people like, hey, I want to watch the show. And I was thinking they'll see the movie. Maybe, man, I should watch the movie before watching the show.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good to know. I should rewatch the movie. Yeah. I haven't watched it since I was a kid.
And me
that
neither.
Scared the shit out of me as a kid.
Did
those
me
puppets
too.
Were so dark and creepy.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
Yeah. I mean, the voice acting is really good. There's a lot of big names like Mark Hamill does a voice and all these other people do voices and stuff like that. Like Awkwafina does a voice and
Awkwafina?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Awkwafina.
Taron Egerton does a voice.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
Yeah. And the girl that does that played Tomb Raider. She does a voice.
The new Tomb Raider?
The new Tomb Raider girl. Vikander, whatever her name is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so it's good. It's just you kind of like I'm like trying to like keep track of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I need to go back and watch the movie to refresh my memory and everything.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you need it, but it'd be helpful.
It would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to affect, like, if you're just watching it from the beginning, they kind of give you an overview of what's going on.
Mm.
But you have, like, I think I would be more, I don't know, attached to the story if I, like, had that background.
Because
I don't really remember how the movie ends or where it ends.
It's been so long, I couldn't tell you.
I know, that's the thing. I was, like, trying to figure out, like, why is the Dark Crystal still with the Skeksis if...
Well, because I think it got back there. They put it back at the end of the movie somehow.
Yeah.
Or never, whatever happened.
Yeah,
happened.
I don't remember.
I saw two movies on Hulu. So if anybody has Hulu. Well, actually, one of them I bought last year. Finally watched it because I put it on my Vudu account. It's digital. I pull movies on digital now. I own it physically, but then it's so much easier to be like, I'm going to watch this. I don't have to go find a DVD and pop
one of those,
it in
like,
machine.
Just like ceased. Ultraviolet.
But a lot of those movies were, they kind of migrated that into.
Yeah.
So all my movies are on Vudu.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. You can buy movies through it too, but I put all my digital codes on there. I love it. I love it. Especially like now when you buy, for example, I bought Endgame. Now Endgame has the DVD, you know, the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
It has the 4K disc. And then it has a disc for the special features.
Yes.
when I put the code in, all the special features are digital, show up.
Yeah.
I don't have to put in a new disc to watch the special features. I can watch the 4K disc and then go on that app and watch all the extra features.
Yeah.
And I don't have to dig around. I love it.
There's people that are listening to you right now and going, this guy actually buys DVDs still?
Yeah, I like having
physical. I'm just saying, there's just, yeah.
Because one day something could fold and then you lose it. You're not going to get it. It's not really yours.
Yeah.
You're paying a license.
Yeah.
I still buy, I buy 4K discs because that's how you still get better fidelity through a movie.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying.
So I watched two films. Both were on Hulu. I finally watched Sorry to Bother You. Awesome movie. It's about this guy who works in phone, like he's like Jeremy Hutzel. He's trying to get a job.
Telemarketer.
And he has to use his white voice. And his white voice is David Cross. And the actor's from Atlanta. I can't think of his name. He's a great actor. So David Cross is his white voice. Mm. And then he ascends the ladder of the corporate ladder to the higher ups.
Yeah.
And he meets this other guy and he's working. He's up there, and his white voice is Patton Oswalt.
Mm.
And they use their white voice to make sales because they're less threatening, and it's what people want to hear, and it's really funny. But then the movie takes this hard right turn because that's all you kind of know from the trailer, and you're like, what the fuck is going on? And I loved it. I'm not going to ruin it, but I think people should check it out. But the second movie... I never heard of this movie. I watched it. It had tons of people. Yeah. Cooties.
Oh, wow. Yeah. From the 80s?
No. It just came out. It has Rainn Wilson, Alison Pill.
Is it like a remake of
It has Cooties? The guy from 30 Rock from the Sun.
Oh, I'm thinking of Critters.
Yeah. This is Cooties. It takes place in a high school. A girl eats a bad chicken nugget.
Mm.
Turns into a zombie-like kid.
Yeah.
And then infects the whole school. All the kids turn into zombie kids, where the adults are trying to get their way out. It has The Hobbit there. What's his face? Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
He's like the main character. It is so fucking bizarre. And I just put it on because I was brain dead Saturday night after doing everything. Or Sunday night, I should say. And it was bizarre. If you want to see a bunch of kids like eat people and destroy... It's awesome. It's rated R. It's very gory.
Is that same kind of vein as that the Bill Murray Adam Driver?
I haven't seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that's kind of like pretty good.
But this movie was wacky.
Mm.
And I think it's like direct to, you know, streaming.
Usually, yeah, yeah.
But definitely check both those films out. I liked Sorry to Bother You more, but Cooties was like a fun, stupid thing. You got nothing to watch.
Mm.
So Mark, the one movie I'm so excited now.
Mm.
Did you see the Joker trailer?
I did. I'm excited for it myself.
Okay. So the big deal
reminds me very much of, I know I'm going to not know the name of the movie, but it was Robert De Niro's
Taxi Driver.
No, the other one where he was a comedian.
Kings of Comedy.
Yes. On a late night talk show. It kind of reminds me like they're taking that storyline-ish kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because he had that in his movie and he kind of like broke from it and everything.
Well, they're saying...
And that's going to like trigger the Joker. Like it's that kind of storyline, which is kind of good.
Well, yeah, I mean, so it is... This is crazy and I'm very excited. Mm. It is getting Oscar buzz.
Yeah.
It is getting 9s and 10s because preview... The movie comes out... In October, the first weekend of October, they an 8-minute standing ovation at a film fest this past weekend. All the critics have seen it.
Yeah.
Majority of them are 9s and 10s.
Yeah.
And Joaquin Phoenix is getting Oscar buzz. I mean, that would be nuts if he got nominated and won. That would be twice a character, someone who played the Joker.
Joker has won an Oscar.
I'm so excited. And they're saying, I was watching something, there's literally only 3% attachment to any Batman-related or DC-related thing, other than the Joker. But it's 3% to that world.
Yeah.
But they're saying you could just take out any DC related things, and the movie stands on its own.
Yeah.
And you don't even, it doesn't have to be a comic book movie at all.
No, but it's they're saying it does connect to
nothing. There's no connection.
Well, they're saying that there's people online that are saying that there's like Easter egg things that connect to the Batman versus Superman.
No, there's nothing. It has nothing attached to that at all.
I know that's what they're saying, but I'm saying
they were probably reaching.
There's online people, and that's what they're saying.
They're probably reaching.
I don't know.
It has no connection to
throwing anything. It out there, Brian.
All right. Well, they're idiots. From what I heard, I mean, it. I think it has the guy who punches him. That's
Bruce Wayne's dad.
Yeah. And
they said there's a scene where they're running past a movie theater when they're like the falling apart of Gotham scene,
mm-hmm.
and it's supposedly Wayne's parents, Bruce Wayne's parents, and Bruce Wayne coming out of the movie theater. That they're gonna like the rumor is that the Joker is the one that kills his parents, and that sets up a bigger world.
Maybe.
Kind of thing.
I don't know.
Like it sets it up as a Joker is the guy who kills his parents, and that's why they are nemeses.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I'm very excited to see this film now.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked. October cannot come soon enough.
Mm.
Man, it's like we're 3 months away from the end of the year.
It is surprising to me how we went from that movie being like, oh, really? They're doing a just Joker movie?
I was never
by himself. That. But no, there's a general consensus among people of, oh, really? They're just doing just a Joker movie? Why is that happening? And then it was because who was directing it? The guy from Hangover.
The Todd Phillips.
Yeah, it's like that guy's directing it. Oh, cool.
Well, here's the thing about Joaquin Todd.
Phoenix is going to be Joker. Oh, okay.
The thing about Todd Phillips is.
And now it's like, what
you
the
never,
what?
No, Todd Phillips has only made comedies. And he hasn't gone down this road before, so people were very reluctant to hear his name and say, can he pull it off?
Yeah.
He's never done anything like this before.
No one knew who was actually in the movie until the trailer came out. Like, no one knew De Niro was in it. Like, I didn't know anything about that.
I knew De Niro.
But, I mean, it wasn't, like, hugely announced that he was going to be in the movie.
What I liked about this...
And Marc Maron's in it. I saw him was going to be in it.
Yeah, he's briefly in it.
Yeah,
So the cool thing about this...
And Zazie Beetz from Atlanta.
Yeah, this is the only trailer we're going to get.
Yeah.
No more trailers. You get two trailers. Yeah, but this is like old school.
Yeah.
Now you get like 9 trailers, you get 2 teasers, you get extra long extended trailer. You're like, this is it. This is all we have until the movie comes out. I'm very pumped. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah.
You guys got it this week, right?
Yeah, Thursday. 9:00, Enfield. 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Oof.
Yeah. So the movie starts by 9:20, 9:30. There's 20 minutes of previews.
Yeah.
It seems to be seems to be the case now.
You won't start the movie till 10.
So 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, midnight. You're looking at 12:45.
Yeah, I'll be in bed.
You won't be in bed.
Think of you guys as I'm watching Dark Crystal.
You'll be with a gigantic board with string trying to figure out the Dark Crystal.
Yes, trying to figure out the storyline that's going on in Dark Crystal. It's like the thing with it is there's like 4 stories going on at once, and you like if you miss a second kind of part of it, you're like, what's going on?
If you miss a second?
Yeah. Well, because I started watching the second episode when I probably shouldn't have started watching the second episode.
Did you watch it before the first episode?
No. Well, you know, you get that. You watch the first one and you're like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah.
I should watch the second one, but it's also like almost 1:00 in the morning. So I should probably go to bed. But you start watching the second one and then like halfway through, you get that droopy eyed syndrome.
You do that all the time.
You start dozing a little bit. So
I always stop watching.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it. That's why I'm excited to see it. It's going to be a horror film. It starts at 9.
Yeah.
But 11:00, I start like getting tired.
At the end of it, you'll start getting kind of
good. So but this is a horror film, so I should be fine. But if this was like I saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, like at 6 o'clock.
I still haven't seen yet. I got to get out
amazing
and see it.
Movie. But I saw it at 6 o'clock, so it was over by 9, and I was fine. But if I had seen that movie at 10 o'clock at night, I would have been like, I'm so tired. Mm. And it has nothing to do with the movie. It's just, I just can't stay awake. So what happened in Ohio?
I don't know.
Ohio school player headbutts official and head during season opener.
Oh, I had no idea. This is college football. I don't watch college football.
You don't watch college football? What kind of sports fan are you?
I was doing stuff all weekend. It's opening weekend. Like, the teams...
Did the Patriots win or lose?
It's college football.
No, but didn't the Patriots...
starts this weekend.
Didn't the Patriots play?
This weekend.
They're
this NFL weekend? Starts this weekend. Starts Thursday. There's one game Thursday, and then opening weekend is Sunday and Monday. So, yeah, college football. I don't watch the first, like, weeks of college football.
But you still watch it?
Once in a while, if it's on. But it's like Florida State plays like Youngstown State. They don't, like, the first couple weeks, no one plays anyone that's good, basically.
Mm.
It's like an extended preseason kind of thing. But
seems there's any news to talk about here. I don't know, Mark. You got anything else?
I don't think so. I mean, everything else is pretty.
You're turning 40 Friday?
Waiting on trailer stuff for Star Wars to be coming out soon.
But there was the trailer.
Well, I got there'll be another one. Like the big, like October.
I thought that was the big trailer.
No, October they'll have another one.
We have Triple Force Friday. When's that again?
October 4th, I want to say.
So it's the first weekend of October?
Yeah.
And the Joker comes out?
Yeah. Save your pennies.
Oh, I'm saving everything. Triple Force Friday. I got to see if there's more things announced.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to Target in Enfield.
Okay.
Where do you plan on going?
I don't know. I'll see what's out first before.
You're not going to go out? You're going to go out. You're going out.
We'll see.
What do you mean we'll see?
We'll see.
I'm trying to see if there's any Black Series lineup. Ooh, leaked. Here we go.
It's actually the first weekend of hockey season, actually.
Here's a list of the Black Series figures for Force Friday. Rise of Skywalker, First Order Stormtrooper, probably a straight repack.
Yeah.
Question mark. Sith Trooper, the one revealed. Ooh, the red one. I want that one.
Yep.
Rey with a DO pack in. I don't know. And Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
Jedi Fallen Order. The main character.
Yeah.
Second Sister.
Inquisitor.
Inquisitor. And the Mandalorian and IG-11. Unknown if repaint of IG-88 with different weapons. Probably yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, why would they make a whole new one just for the same robot?
That's cool. I want... I will definitely get...
Because yeah, there's the Inquisitor at the bottom there. That's the Inquisitor sister.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, she's from Rebels.
I don't need another Kylo Ren. I have like two of them.
No.
Yeah. I don't need another Rey, but I definitely Sith Trooper First Order.
Sith Trooper's the only one you need if it's just
Mandalorian.
First Order.
Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian, I'm going to definitely get the Mandalorian. Yeah.
So that's just those.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Man.
Yeah. I got
all the money I've been making at these vendors I'm saving for Triple Force Friday.
Yeah, I know.
And then October, I'll be getting my Star Wars arcade machine in the mail.
Wow.
I'm going to take the day off.
There you go.
I don't want that sitting outside.
No, you don't want that sitting outside. Might have some Star Wars stuff for you to sell at the old booth.
Oh, yeah? What do you got?
I got some stuff from the Smuggler's Bounty stuff that, like, pops that I don't want and stuff like that. There were, like, Smuggler's Bounty exclusives.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Well, like, do you want me to buy them off of you?
If you want.
Well, do you want to try to sell them at my booth, or do you want me to buy them off of you?
Either way.
What do you want to do?
We'll talk about it now on the air. We can figure it out later on.
I don't care. We'll just bring them with you and you put them on my table and see if you can sell them.
All right.
And if no one buys them, if I like them, maybe I'll buy them off you.
All right. There's like random like characters that they did pops of that I don't care about.
Okay. Man, I'm excited, Mark.
Yeah, it's getting that time.
So the one thing I did want to talk about before we go.
Oh, okay. You thought of something.
Yeah. Kind of heartbreaking, I think. So with the Disney Inquisition of 20th Century Fox, a lot of these small independent theaters have been airing a lot of these movies from the back catalog.
Yes.
Die Hard, Uncle Buck.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Is that a Fox movie? 20th Century Fox movie?
I don't know. It's Universal, I think.
Yeah, I don't think it's Fox. Rocky Horror Picture Show, Die Hard. They air a lot of these films around the certain holidays.
Like second runs, they do like the...
Yeah, but it first of all, it costs them little to nothing, and they're making money in concession. And people like going out to the theater and seeing these films.
These movies again in the theater.
Caddyshack and whatnot. So anyway, now Disney has a rule with their films. If it's over 10 years old, you cannot air it in the theater again.
Mm.
And a lot of these films are now pulled.
Yeah.
And Disney gave permission. They said that Rocky Horror will be the only exception.
Well, that makes sense.
They threw him a bone. But I also think it's really sad they can't allow them to continue to air these classic films.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they'll change their...
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Because indie theaters need to exist. Is this week? Oh, God. What is this? Nobody pays attention to my messages. Anyway, I hope they can figure something out.
This is why organizing anything with our group of friends is the worst.
But personally, like, it just makes me mad. It's just like, Disney, you have every fucking money. You have all the fucking money. You print money. Just let these theaters exist and let them do it. Because a lot of these guys would say Rocky Horror Picture Show, they would do it once a month, and that would generate a lot of money for them.
Yeah.
And these movies, it costs them no, like, barely any money to air these films.
Yeah, because they already have the print, so they just, until the print breaks, they don't really need another one.
And they make money in concession.
Yeah.
Where a first-run movie costs them money.
Yeah.
So,
like, Agawam does that. They've been doing a lot of it, like Goonies and...
Yeah.
Caddyshack and all these different movies.
Yeah, yeah, which is great. And that theater's awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping Disney, like, could have a heart here.
I think there's just a...
I don't know.
It's a different approach to it now than it used to be. I think that they just haven't thought about it. Like, I don't think these big companies think about it. Like, these smaller theaters who aren't like the Cinemarks and all these kind of things.
Yeah.
Like these one-off places. Like you were saying, I think that there's just also a plethora of movies from the 80s that I think people want to see again.
Yeah. Well,
and they want to see in a theater and not see like on your TV or screen or
it's
something.
It's the experience.
And it makes more of an adventure thing of it.
Yeah.
Like, I know Agawam does like a whole theme night with it. Like, when they did the Sandlot, it's like they have like all things.
A lot of drive-in movie theaters do it too.
Yeah,
near the end of the season, they'll air old movies.
Like even like down like the like by the beaches, they have that kind of thing. Like they'll air Jaws or something.
Right.
And
but if
you can sit in the water and watch Jaws.
If Disney pulls up, that's a Fox. 20th Century Fox had a big catalog of classic films that you just don't realize. Holy shit, that was from Fox. You know. I don't know. I hope. But a part of me is not that hopeful because it's Disney. I mean, they're saying Rocky Horror is going to be the exception. But still, it's got to be more than that, I think. Because these movies are important to a lot of people. Also, it gets a younger generation into it.
Yeah.
I could buy Uncle Buck from Media Play for $2 and it'll sit on my shelf and nobody will watch it. But if I say, hey, to a bunch of people, hey, let's all go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're more prone to go see it. Cost you $6, you get some popcorn, you have a good time, you make a night out of it. It's a shared experience.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that maybe in the upcoming months we'll get an update about this. I hope Disney just
realizes. I think there's just a lot of things that I think they like thought about. They just wanted the content for Disney Plus, basically.
I know.
Which is why I think they bought Fox. But I think there's more of just like the ancillary things that are going to pop up that they're going to take care of. It's always interesting when there's these big conglomerate things.
I know. I heard Disney bought General Mills. So they're going to General Mills Plus. Oh, really? and they're going to stream all their
cereal.
Cereals. It'll be cereals.
Just that's kidding. Awful.
Bunch of cereals.
Terrible joke.
Anyway.
Don't quit your day job, Brian.
Ah, waka waka. Who are you getting texts from?
James.
James Cloter?
Yes.
Why? What's he doing? All right, Mark, are we out of here?
We are out of here.
We'll see you guys next week. Are we going to Matt Ryan on?
I'll see what I can do. I'll reach out to him. Double check. Stay tuned to find out if he shows up.
To be continued.
Teaser. Wanna be the